Deputy President Paul Mashatile attended a question and answer session in Parliament on Thursday. Mashatile said the government must not be lazy about regulating food as it is its job.
Whether the government has any urgent, decisive measures to prevent the township economy be taken over totally by foreigners?
Yes, I think this is something that everybody is asking themselves. I mean, we all have been looking at what's happening in Soweto, especially with this problem of children being sold food that makes them sick, and some have even died. The Minister of Small Business Development, the Minister of Health, they gave a press briefing about what government is doing. So we are intervening to make sure that people who sell food in schools, you know, they are properly regulated. There are also people who sell food somewhere in the streets where schools have no control. And that's where we want the community to be very vigilant to look into that. Because if you have to own even a spaza shop in South Africa, you must be registered so that we know who you are, what are you selling, do you have a license. So, Honorable Farmer, I agree that this is something that we must give priority to in our townships and everywhere else. Because, you know, sometimes you find these hawkers even in the towns selling things. They don't have licenses. And worse, they then sell products that shouldn't be sold. And it's not just to children. I was asking the Minister of Health recently, and the Minister of Health said no. In fact, it's just that elderly people or adults have much stronger metabolism, etc. They are not affected. But it means even us as adults, we may be eating this. But, you know, children are young and not stronger, so it affects them quick. So the answer is, let's regulate. Government must not be lazy to regulate. It's our job. We must regulate. I know at some point we'll be accused of over-regulation. So we'll try and not over-regulate, but we must regulate. People must be able to buy proper food. Those who sell, it must be because they have a license to sell what they are selling. Regulation and enforcement. In fact, the Minister of Health is going to revive getting these health inspectors going back. We need the health inspectors back, so we have agreed.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.